He had a terrific article previewing this ASU-Washington game coming up this weekend live from Seattle, and he is frequently on the Burns and Gambo show, our go-to guy when it comes to information about this conference, about ASU football, about the Pac-12. He's John Wilner from the San Jose Mercury News. Great follow on Twitter. We love having him on the show because he just has all sorts of information and opinion about the Pac-12. And we welcome him on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to talk a little ASU Washington. John, how you doing? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Great article today about how difficult this is going to be for ASU this weekend, given that it is the second game of a back-to-back set on the road. And this conference, over the last couple years, not very good when it comes to the second game of a back-to-back on the road, are they?
No, they have not been. So I went through it since starting last season. Teams that have played back-to-backs are 3-14 in the second game, and two of the three wins came last year against Oregon State, which, of course, was 0-for. So if you back the Beavers out of the equation, then it's 1-14 in the last, year and a few weeks. And we saw, USC to me in the second half and at Texas, they looked a little tired. And I think that that's going to be a very a big challenge for ASU, especially given how physical that San Diego State game was for ASU's defensive line and, what time they got back, and now they're heading on the road for a long flight. Just a tough, tough assignment.
Well, last week was a tough assignment, too. Go on the road, San Diego State, very physical football team. They end up losing that game. That was coming off of the big win against Michigan State. But Herm Edwards, obviously, every day it is a story. The Washington Post, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, yesterday Sports Illustrated. He's brought a lot of notoriety, not just to ASU, but to the Pac-12. Many of us included, thought that he was going to flop. Give me your thoughts so far through three games on what you think of Herm Edwards.
If I'm an ASU fan, I'm kind of quietly encouraged by what I've seen. Long way to go. And I don't know if, he has definitely made some smart moves in his first, 9 months. He's put together what I think is pretty good staff. He made a real smart move with his recruiting coordinator, with his defensive coordinator. So those things are encouraging. But look, this is a long haul, right? Whether it's Herm Edwards or Kevin Sumlin or Chip Kelly, you kind of got to wait till November of 2020, right? The end of their third year to really get a feel for how things are going. Is Edwards going to be a complete crash and burn? Sure doesn't seem that way. Is he going to do what they hired him to do, which is win that division? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Who is the best team in the Pac-12 South right now, in your opinion?
Oh, man. I mean, that's a good question.
I know, right?
I don't think there's an answer. I think if you played a 16 tournament, the winner would be
Stanford.
San Diego State, I don't know. I mean, we don't have to know, but it certainly is interesting that there's nothing close to a clear-cut favorite. I mean, Colorado, you could argue Colorado has looked the best, but man, there's not that much evidence there. I don't know. I kind of feel like we're going to know a lot more after tomorrow night, because if SC bounces back and kind of brings a hammer to Washington State, to me that would be an indication that they are still to be reckoned with.
Right.
But if the Cougars go in there and win, and all of a sudden SC's 0-2, then I think you could probably write them off, and the whole dynamic changes if SC's not involved.
John, we had a chance probably about a month ago, we did a tour of all the new facilities at ASU. They spent like $300 million. Todd Graham was the key to putting a lot of that stuff together and putting those pieces together. Facilities are amazing. It looks like it's really coming together, the stadium and the facilities. I know the rest of the Pac-12 is behind all the other Power 5 conferences revenue-wise, but are you seeing any opportunities to catch up, or are they always going to be chasing the other conferences?
Yeah, that's a good question, a good topic. They will have a chance to catch up because they are going to be – they renegotiate their media contracts after the Big Ten, but before the other conferences. And this is coming up, you know, in 4 or 5 years. So it's a kind of a cycle, right? And the Pac-12 was the first conference in that cycle the last time. They signed that big $3 billion deal, and they were ahead for a couple years. And then everybody else came time to renegotiate their deals, and everybody else passed them, right? So they are going to be behind the Big Ten, and they're not going to get as much money as the Big Ten, but they will be ahead of the other ones. Probably, you know, I don't know if they'll ever be ahead of the SEC, but they may be ahead of the Big 12 and the ACC for a couple of years. It's all just dependent upon when your media rights expire.
Yeah. John Wilner from the Mercury News, Pac-12 writer, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Chip Kelly's debut, Kevin Sumlin's debut. You've covered this conference for a long time. I actually kind of want to focus on Chip just because he was such a presence in this conference for so long. How deep is the consternation right now in Los Angeles over the start that Chip Kelly is off to?
Pretty deep, I would say. I don't think even the most realist or, you know, most ardent UCLA fan did not expect them to be competing for the division title, right? They got a lot of work to do on that roster. But I don't also think anybody would have thought that they were going to be 0-3 and really get just beat badly by Fresno State. So they are much worse than I think almost anybody would have expected. And they have a very difficult schedule, kind of like ASU. So there's not a whole lot of opportunities for them to kind of dig in and get some momentum. It may just be one of like a 2-10 year, and then they kind of restart next season. But they're definitely worse than I had expected.
This is a huge topic here with the way Sam Bradford's played the last two games. But since you do such a great job covering the Pac-12, you watched a lot of the Josh Rosen games. What did you think of Rosen as a quarterback when he was at UCLA?
Real good quarterback. I mean, great, just pure thrower of the football. I was always a little bit skeptical of him as a pro because of the injury factor. I mean, multiple injuries for a quarterback with a thin frame who is not very mobile. So to me, that's a, I don't know if it's a red flag, but it sure is a yellow flag. And I'm be curious to see how he holds up physically in the NFL. But I mean, we're talking about multiple injuries over multiple years and not just like a rolled ankle either. So we'll see. I thought Sam Darnold was certainly the better of the two pro prospects. But that's, you know, if you're just asking who I like to throw a single pass out of the pocket, it's probably Rosen, but there's so much more to it.
Yeah. John, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us for a few minutes. We do enjoy reading your stuff and citing your work all the time on the show. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. We appreciate it.
Thanks a ton for having me.
You got it. John Wilner from the San Jose Mercury News, the Pac-12 insider that we trust big time here on the show.